What is an experience? The only thing that is beyond experience is the dimension of the One, that undivided, eternal, unthinkable, resting, Alpha and Omega, place of existence. You have never departed the zero point, since it's the zero point that is the center of your mandala, the center of your being, manifested in your essence, in the very depths of your essence. There is that point zero, as a drop of water, however powerful emanation of all you are. So we start with the premises that anything out of the One is an experience. As we know, the One become two when it wishes to know itself. Through the thought of what can I become, what can I be, what are my possibilities, a projected part of itself came into fruition, and with that a series of sacred geometry to form matter and to form the incredible infinite possibilities of experiences. So if we can imagine that in the center, a circle that is with a center, and that center is zero, you don't experience nothing there. And all around that bindu is a fractal possibilities that you can enter in order to experience, in order to know what is probable in that dimension, in that reality. And you may be there in different forms and in different experiences, all and simply for the purpose of knowing, of enriching the One. You are, in a way, the ambassador of the One to all these multiple dimensions, to all these different experiences that you form and your One have agreed in exploring in great joy and enthusiasm and passion. And with that, then everything is given to you. So experiences born out of that desire, that thought of wanting to know more of what you're capable to become. That projection of your belief systems in the dimension that you are choosing to explore have a holographic effect for you to learn. We know that that holographic self is not real, however, is a very, very valuable place, since through that holographic projection, you are able to explore, to learn, and to bring that information back to the One that doesn't know what is the possibility of experience. In a way, your job is to understand this dynamic where the paradoxic nature of you have never departed the One, but you are requested by you to experience, and that each experience is neither good or bad, and that each experience is giving you an enrichment that produces within you, within the One structure, certain cohesiveness, certain trajectory, certain guidance to more sophisticated experiences, to a more blissful experiences. So experiences are a projection of the One in a form of its thoughts. The thought, the only thought that arises in it, in the One, which is, what can I become? What are my possibilities? And with that thought, it born the thought in each of us. It brought gift or birth to our divine mind. That mind that is able to manifest accordingly to their belief systems. But it is our choice to insert in the mind, in that divine mind, any program we choose to be. And that program immediately places you into a dimension. It places you in a reality. It places you in a cocoon of certain frequencies and energy and form and contracts and patterns and cycles, etc. So realize that the birth of experiences through your belief system is in a way like a breath of the One. It is sacred and is there for you to manage it the way you want it. You cannot escape the truth that your thoughts are divine thoughts and that they create a reality. And you cannot escape to choose consciously or unconsciously the type of program that you wishes to insert in it. The birth of experiences are simple. Your management, good in terms of effective, enjoyable, is up to you. In the same way, know that you need to cover all the experiences, all polarities of experiences. Experiences are not complete if they are not covering its full spectrum. For example, if you are choosing in one incarnation or in one day to experience goodness, abundance, wealth, absence of pain, it will come a time where naturally it will go to the other side. It will show you the other side of the coin. them you may experience, in a small way or in a deep way, the opposite, because the experience in its completion, in order to be in fully understanding for you, need to have all these spectrums of light. Therefore, there is no one experience ever complete, since the spectrum of light is infinite. But it works in partners, it works with polarities that unite here and there, and it can be of different guna, different flavors. But once you are in the experience, the only way that the experience is complete is when they have go through all the trajectory of its flavor. That's why you experiment, that's why you experience, that's why you integrate the experience, and that's why you transcend the experience, you detach from the experience. Understanding that, a complete certain detachment, then you are ready to move to the next experience, to the next level of experience, with all these polarities, with all these cycles, and so on and so forth. So experience is a living thing. It's not something that is just a sensation only. It's the most intimate relationship you have with your belief systems. And your advancement and your quality and your flavor is sacred. Whatever you have chose is sacred. That's why it's important that you don't intervene, that you don't try to modify things. In the sense that if you believe that you should be abused, that experience is divine in itself, because it's showing you something. But if you're trying to change it before you learn it, you are actually delaying the process of learning. It's more in the awareness that why I have chosen to be abused, why I have chosen to be a tyrant. And with the full comprehension of it, it comes the assimilation. You need to assimilate that experience. You have to put it in another context of experiences where you can actually exercise the no abusing. So it takes time. Since time and experience are hands to hands, so they cannot exist without the other. Time and space, that's where the experiences exist. So your experiences are, in a way, a place where you have a whole game to complete. You cannot escape the teachings of your own experience, of your own beliefs. The problem is when you don't understand what is that you are telling yourself. That's why the reflection, the contemplation, what is it that I'm telling myself? And the answer always should start with my sacredness. This experience is sacred, because it's the operational system, is the system of the one wanting to know, wanting to teach me, wanting to, wanting all its parts to learn, to inform. What is the abuser? Why is happening? Once that is complete and lived, once that is an experiment, in the experiment you most likely you won't have any consciousness. But in the experience, when you are experienced, you can have a conscious understanding of the operation of that particular thought, of that particular belief system, and know that, oh, yeah, I have created in this way, and I'm learning from it. And it doesn't mean that you need to continue to be abused, but most likely you will reframe things because the experience is speaking to you, your holographic projection is speaking to you. And that speaking is without meaning. It's very direct. That's why I often say you have to review the facts. What are the facts? The more in front things that are clear. It's not like, oh, I got the bus and somebody gave me a mistake ticket. That means I was in the wrong bus. No, that's an interpretation. That is that event is in a context. Because constantly your belief system are creating your reality constantly, constantly, constantly. Without that, you will be in the one. You will be in the non-existence. You will be in the non-thought. So the first thing is, my experience is sacred and is informing me of my belief. Once I am conscious of that, then I pass to another level, which is I am integrating the experience. What that means is I am applying that I have learned into a new context. I'm creating a new experience to prove to myself that I have understood this step of experiment of experiencing with consciousness. Once you integrate that, you test it, you create things that tease you and say, okay, are you really understanding that you don't need to be abused? So in that integration aspect, you have certain test just for you to confirm that you are understanding. And after that integration, you go into the detachment. You transcend that experience. You're not interested anymore in it. But until you don't have these four stages, which is actually the four dimension, you experiment, you have the experience, you integrate, and you move on. That's the four dimension. So in that cycle, you're able to complete the sacredness of your experience. It can be in a day, it can be in a lifetime, it can be in three lifetimes, it doesn't matter. The length you choose. But you're always, always equipped to go through this cycle. You're always invited to experiment with no right or wrong, the polarities. You're always giving the opportunity of your experiences. You're always under the mechanism of integration, and you are always in the divine law of detachment. That complete certain sacredness of the experience. When you are detached, you see the value of the experience. When you are detached, you're able to transmit that to the one and to the other ones, other humans, that are interested in being stimulated of your wisdom. That is the sacredness of your experiences. And in whatever state or any of those four stages that you are, all is half its value, and you cannot skip the steps. It's part of the cycle, as part of the enrichment process. So start with the premises that even if I am in the experiences, I have never departed the one. How do I know? Because the divine thought that produces everything that exists in form is operating through me. It is up to me to put the program that I prefer. The style, the flavor, the intensity is up to me. But I cannot escape the divine attribute of be a creator, because I have been given that divine mind, that divine intelligence, that alchemy. I cannot go out of it. And it is my choice to choose the reality or the dimension that I want to explore. If I want to explore to be a teacher, or if I want to explore to be a builder, if I want to explore alchemy, anything. Once you enter into that dimension, you will have to go through the four cycles to make that experience valuable, to turn the experience into wisdom. That's why it's important that you understand that the rejection of your experiences, the judgment over your own life, the judgment of what you have chosen is against your sacredness. It's against the divine mind that is creating within you. So you cannot expect that you are going to be a lucid creator if you are against your own creator. Make peace with your creation. Make peace with your experiences, as unpleasant as it can be. They have to be some unpleasant and some pleasant. It's part of the game. It's part of the evolution. It's part of the information. It's part of the justice that you are giving everything in perfect proportions to experience and to make that experience into wisdom. If you're not friendly with your life, there is no way that you're beyond experiences, because what you persist or resist. So you get stuck in the four steps of experiences, either in the experiment, or I don't want to experiment, I don't know how to do it, do I need permission to experiment? You lose curiosity. Or in the actual experience, when your nervous system is vibrating fully, the emotions and the madness and the pleasure and the bliss, you cannot resist that. You have to surrender to that. And then the integration, same way. You cannot see the integration as a punishment. The integration is part of, am I understanding my experiences? Therefore, I need to test it. I need to conclude the experiment. And in the moment you get it, you have that satori, that aha, yes, okay, got it. You move into the detachment. It's not any more important for you. And in the process of detachment is the quicker of all. It's in a breath. That experience is not important anymore. You got the wisdom, you got the teachings. And this all four things, it goes on and on and on and on. In every single experiment you do, you are always invited to experiment. That is the beginning of experiences. And the end is the ascension of experience, or from experience. The detachment. And at times it may seem like, oh no, it's the same experience, I keep poor, I'm repeating the same thing. It's never repeated. If you're conscious, it's never repeated. It's always showing a different aspect. It's always showing something that complete your wisdom, that complete the overview of the experience. So be friendly to your life, to what you have chosen to live. Be curious in experimenting things that are under the same thing. Theme that you have chosen. Take a breath. Exhale. And remember, you have never departed the One. And experiences are not a threat, but a divine opportunity to be more One.